Verse 15 says, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience hearing witness, and their thoughts alternatively accusing or else defending them. And then verse 16 says, on the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secret of men through Jesus Christ. We're going to speak from this subject this morning. Nobody like the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Nobody like the Holy Spirit. Will you say after me? Nobody?
Nobody
like the Holy Spirit.
Like the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for standing as we look at the Word of God. God is so good to us, and we all continue to say that. And I think we say it because we recognize that we don't control what we might think we control. God is in control of everything around us. And if we forget that, that's when people tend to make their own decisions using their own criteria. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Don't we say that all the time? Well, when we talk about Jesus, we're talking about part of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And really in our lives, church, we can't exist without the input of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We must have him in our lives. It's time for us as churches to stop being quiet about the Holy Spirit. Nobody's going to hurt you if you say amen.
Amen.
Nobody's going to look at you strange in the church if you say hallelujah.
Amen.
We ought to be open to that. We ought to be free in giving that and sharing that, because that's the good news of Jesus. These scriptures that we have here remind us of something that is often forgot in our churches. The law from the Old Testament is just as valid to us today as the New Testament gospel. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now somebody's thinking, well, I've heard that we are a New Testament church today. All that means is that we recognize that the teaching of Jesus teaches us about the law. It teaches us what's important. And the most important person we have in our life today, we talk about Jesus, we talk about the Father, but we are indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Somebody help me, just think about that for a minute. What does it mean to be indwelt with the Holy Spirit? Well, it should mean for every believer that we stop talking about, I wonder if I'm going to be saved. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
Because in Romans, it tells us, if we confess and believe Jesus Christ, the whole Jesus story, we shall be saved. That shouldn't be any believer walking around talking about, I'm not sure, maybe next week something will happen and take me out of here. Jesus said that's not going to happen. Why not? Because he loves us. He's made us some promises, and he will keep his promises. What I want to seek today and share with you is that it's time for every believer to live like we are indwelt.
All right.
With the Holy Spirit. We need to live like, we don't get indwelt on Sunday, and then he goes away on Monday.
Amen.
Comes back on Wednesday for prayer time.
Yeah.
But by Friday, he's gone again. That's not the way God has presented himself. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. They're equal one to another. There is not a better version of God. When you talk about the Holy Spirit, you're talking about God. When we talk about Jesus, we're talking about God. When we talk about the Father, we're talking about God. We got to let all that other stuff go. Preacher, what do you mean other stuff? There are a lot of strange teachings in the world. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
Somebody look up in the sky, and I'm just going to worship that star today. Next week, I'm going to worship a different star.
Yeah.
No, we got a star that we ought to be worshiping.
Amen.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
He is a mighty good God. And if I ask you today, and I've heard it already, has God been good to you, to somebody? I'm not bashful. God been mighty good. And it's not because I've been so good. But I got to recognize that God walks with me every day. If I allow him to. Now here's the challenge we have as believers. We can quench the Holy Spirit. We can keep him from doing the work that he wants to do. And I used to think about, well, why didn't God just make everybody do what he wants them to do? That's not what he wants from us. He wants willing servants. Willing servants. And when we are willing, God knows we are sincere. Is that right? And it's all about sincerity. So here we are on a Sunday morning in the church house. And somebody's been thinking, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do it for God. I'm ready to line up, but they don't have a timeline. Are we ready to go next week? Or next month? Or is it going to take a little bit longer? I was telling somebody not long ago, I have found out over the years that sometimes people will say things just to pacify other people around them. I hear people talking about being engaged. You can't be engaged for 2 and 3 and 4 years. That's a front. That's to keep mom and dad from asking when you get married. That's a front. That doesn't work. And then sometimes it used to be, when I was much younger, it used to be companies wouldn't hire you if you weren't married. And so sometimes people say, well, I'm getting married soon, hoping to get a job. Now, how does that apply to what God says here? The Holy Spirit is ever present. Now, work with me now. Preacher, what do you mean ever present? It means that he does not go away at midnight. And then come back early morning, 6, 7 o'clock. That's not the way God works. He's always present. But the reason God tells us do not quench the Holy Spirit is because we've got to have in our minds and our hearts that we truly love God. The Holy Spirit will not linger if we don't truly love him. He won't come into a house that is not clean. And the only way we can be clean to give our lives to Jesus. Not just talk about it. Y'all know, just like I know, it's easy for somebody to say, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. But when you say you got to live it. That's a different thing now. We're talking about young brother Matthew and brother Jadel and a lot of you are physically gifted, and that's good. But it does not come automatically. If you're going to be great physically, it's going to require some training. You wake up on Thursday morning and say, I'm just going to be an NFL player. I'm going to go join the NBA. And then you'll be shocked to find there are some people out there better than you, better than me, because they have prepared themselves. God wants us to be prepared by allowing the Holy Spirit not just to be in us, not to just be indwelt with him, but to let him move and control our being. It's time to put all that other stuff aside. Well, preacher, what can we do? First thing we got to do, y'all, is just be serious when we talk about God. We got to be serious when we talk about evangelism. I cannot walk past people every day who need Jesus, and I won't open my mouth to say anything about it. It's time for us to recognize the church is here. I heard it this morning in Sunday school. The church is not here to take care of those who are already doing well spiritually. Right. It's a hospital. Yeah. A hospital. What does a hospital, what good does a hospital do if she's available but won't let any patients in? Right. Will somebody say amen? It's time for the church to just open up and receive whosoever will come. Not judging, not finger pointing, but say welcome. Welcome, come on in. Because see, it's easy for me to point my finger and say, well, I don't think Joe's living right. You know, Joe, he got 2, 3, 4 girlfriends. He's not living right, so I don't believe he can be a member of our church. Hello. Who are you to decide who God wants as part of his church? Who am I to decide who God wants to be active in his church? My role is to open my arms up and receive whosoever will come. Because I know somebody who can make changes in the lives of people who don't even know they need change. He is able.
Yes, sir.
And so when we start talking about the Holy Spirit, what I want us to see today is as we walk through this passage in the book of Romans, it says the Jew is condemned by the law because that's all they knew. That's what they grew up with. But when Jesus came, he said, I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to what? Fulfill it. And then he said, once his work was done, the Holy Spirit would come. Would come to who? The believers. If you and I are believers, he's inside of us. Does anybody believe that? He's inside of us. He can do what nobody else can do. Now work with me now. How do you know he's inside of you, preacher? If you don't feel the Holy Spirit inside of you, it's time to go back. You're the only one who can know whether the Holy Spirit indwells you or not. The preacher can't tell. Unlike what anybody else say, the preacher cannot put his finger on who is saved and who's not saved. That's not our work. Our work is to equip the saints. Our work is to be available for the saints so that we all can grow up together. And when we're growing up together, it's one team working for the good of kingdom building. It's not you against me or I'm against you. It's one team. Deliver me from people who talk about the church. You want to see a messed up world, take the church out of it. Somebody think there are too many churches. It's not enough churches. If we had a block church one next to the other, still wouldn't have enough to reach everybody who needs to love the Lord. So how do we get to where we had been to where we need to be? We commit ourselves. We don't commit our brother or our sister. You can't send your neighbor to do what God wants done. You and I have to do it for ourselves. And so we got to ask ourselves, am I doing it? Am I serving God? Am I sincere about being on the battlefield? Because when we are sincere, let me tell you, we may have a car, but it takes God's fuel to drive it. Can't go nowhere without God, the Holy Spirit. And so we've got to examine ourselves, see where we are, compared to where God wants us to be, and then don't depend on anybody else other than yourself, other than myself, to get us to where God wants us to be. I come to tell you what you already know. God is a good God. Not just because he brought us to this time, but he's a good God. If you and I were really to examine our lives, we would see situations where if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? I hear some witnesses. Does anybody believe it? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would we be? I think back. Wasn't that long ago? Out in the neighborhood,
trying to do some good. Guy comes up, breaks a beer bottle. Say, I'm going to cut you up. I had a choice. I wasn't going to let him cut me up. What wasn't going to let him cut me up. So I got a 2x4 out of the ditch. And I was serious. I don't want to see anybody blooded, but I don't want to be blooded. Will somebody say amen? When he found out I was serious, because see, he was thinking, because you're a preacher, you won't hurt me. I come with a news flash. I'm a preacher, but I can take care of myself, because God is a mighty good God. But if it had not been for the Lord on my side, what would I do? Maybe get in jail for hurting somebody or worse. But when we know that God is there, when we talk to him, when we allow him to lead and guide us, then we come to know God, whatever I face, I can handle it because of you, not because of me, God. So we want to be that church where we don't just talk about the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit working. We want to hear somebody saying hallelujah. We want to hear somebody saying amen. We want to hear somebody saying thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Not because the preacher say it, but because we think about what we owe God. Don't we owe God more than just showing up on Sunday? Don't we owe God more than just putting a dollar, $10 in a collection plate? God wants us to work while it is day. Because when the night comes, the scriptures say, nobody can work. Let me tell you, right now it's daytime. God has given us air in our lungs and the ability to think clearly, because it could go away quickly. Could go away quickly. When a person doesn't know whether they're going right or left, up or down. That's why God said, work while it's day. Because we change over time. But I love what God does with us. He doesn't press us, doesn't force us to do anything. He wants willing workers. He is a mighty good God. And the way we know he wants willing workers, he has indwelt us with the Holy Spirit. Church, we can't ask for any more than that. He indwells us with the Holy Spirit. I want you to think about what that means right now. I got some of God's makeup in me. In me. He didn't owe us that, but it's because of his love for you and for me that he has provided a way that we don't have to beat ourselves up every day about what's going on in our lives. We got to open our arms. We got to receive people. We got to love people. And when we do that, God will be right there with us. Not following us. Not even out ahead of us. He's in us. In us. Part of our makeup. When we really understand what that means, we'll stop crying. We'll stop complaining about what we want God to do for us. And too many prayers that are not answered because a person's not sincere. See, we don't fool God. We can fool men and women, but we don't fool God. And once God knows we are sincere, he's going to be right there. So I'm asking you, I'm saying to myself, let's show God that we're on his side. Let's be thankful to God that he indwells us. Let's stop being jealous of one another. Let's stop being people who don't want to see anybody succeed because it's not us. Let's just learn to love one another. The Holy Spirit is real. He is real. He is alive. He is right there for us. And so if I ask you, and I don't want to see hands, but if I ask you, do you believe
that the Holy Spirit is real. Thank you. I want you to just think about it. Do you believe? Do you know that the Holy Spirit is real? He's not just there for Sunday. He's there for every day. There are a lot of problems, y'all, that we face in our lives. And the only reason we're facing them, we won't turn things over to God. We're quenching the Holy Spirit when he wants to work for us, when he wants to lift us up out of the mud. He is a mighty good God. So I'm here to praise him. I'm not here to complain. I'm here to praise him because he is a loving God. He is a powerful God. And once we get our minds right, he can work with us. So I'm looking forward to a church in this new year, as we call it, that's on fire for God. On fire for God. And I found out I don't have to wait till my neighbor, the person sitting next to me. I don't have to wait for them to be on fire. I need to be on fire. Will somebody say amen? I don't need for anybody else to join the choir or the usher boy. I need to do it. I don't need to wait for anybody to evangelize and go pass out turkeys and help anybody else. I need to do it with them. Join forces with the ones who are on fire. It's kind of like coal in a barbecue pit. When they're all together, they're warm. They can be hot. But you take one off and you throw it on the side on the ground, won't take long. And lose that heat. Useful to nobody. But if you pick it up and put it back on with the others, that's some heat. That's some energy. That's some fire. Where we're on fire for the Lord. So give the Holy Spirit that opportunity to work in your life. I give him a chance to work in my life, because even though he's present, I can put my foot on it. And keep him from doing what he wants to do. Let's grow up for God by letting the Holy Spirit be our power, our motivation for loving a holy God. Will somebody give a hand clap of praise? Hand clap of praise to a holy God. Oh, Lord, thank you. I was thinking just not long ago, the weather's been changing. They say it's going to get a little colder. And our son is traveling in New York right now. And he was in Rochester, New York, and he said it was 3 degrees. Now I'm complaining because it's in the 40s. 3 degrees. Now, I got some coats I could bundle up a little bit. I don't know if I could bundle up enough to handle 3 degrees. But God is good. And so we pray for one another. We're going to pray for you for this new year. But right now, this is what I need. If you will trust God and trust the Holy Spirit this year, I want you to stand on your feet. If you will trust God, allow the Holy Spirit to move and mold you. I will allow him to move and mold me. And we're going to be that church that's pleasing to a whole God. I'm not going to point at Reverend Liebhardt and tell her to be the only one praying. I'm not going to point at you and tell you to be the only one singing. We're going to work as a united church to do what God wants us to do in this day and this time. Will somebody say amen? Will you say amen? Will you say amen? It's all right to say amen. Will somebody say hallelujah? Give me a hallelujah. God's been good to all of us, and he's not through with us. So let's just enjoy what God is doing in our lives. We're going to close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you for Pilgrim Branch. Placing a church, God, in a community where we could find it one day and come and be part of the work that needs to be done. God, we say thank you. You've been a mighty good God. We love you. We praise your holy name. And we're not going to take anything for granted in 2025. Yes, God. It's our work to be done for you, God. Yes. Have mercy, if you will. One day, we close up our hymn books. Yes, close up our Bibles. Yes, won't be able to do anything other than give you the praise. Yes, for those of us who believe in God, we say thank you.
Thank you, God.
We love you. We thank you for Calvary. Yes. We recognize if it had not been for Calvary, we wouldn't be here today praising your holy name. So we thank you, God. And not only did you die, but you went into the grave and then got up out of the grave with all power in your hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to a holy God. We're going to close our service and open the doors of the church. Our ushers, our deacons, our ministers are standing, offering the opportunity for you to truly have a new change, a different direction in your life. If you've never joined the church, if you've never accepted Jesus as personal Lord and Savior, we want to invite you to come. Preacher, how old do I have to be? Old enough to know who Jesus is.
Yes.
If there's one present, you are welcome to come forward now. Why do we ask somebody to come forward? It's commitment.
Yes.
Don't want you to be afraid. Don't want you to be bashful. If you're here, you're welcome to come right now.
Yes, Lord.
Is there one to join the church?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."